Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Sahara remains virtually the same obstacle to travelers that it has been for thousands of years. But as Tom Coulthard, professor of physical geography at the University of Hull, reveals, that was not necessarily the case when humans began the migration out of Africa.
125,000 years ago, the Earth was much warmer, and our climate was quite different. In particular, North Africa was much wetter because the zone of wet weather north of the equator, called the monsoon, was 600 kilometres further north. Parts of North Africa that are now desert were then green and fertile, though the main belt of the Sahara Desert was still extremely dry. But this wetter weather meant that mountains to the south of the Sahara Desert received considerable amounts of rainfall, whereas today they're very dry. Previous researchers have suggested that water falling on these mountains could have created large rivers that would have flowed across the Sahara, pushing through over 1,000 kilometres of desert from these mountains down to the coast of the Mediterranean. This is important, as 125,000 years ago was when archaeologists believed that humans, our ancestors, were migrating out of Africa into Europe. And it's possible they could have moved along these rivers as green corridors. But we don't know whether there was enough water there for this to happen. To test this, we developed a complex computer model. Firstly, this used a climate model, like those used today to model climate change, to predict how much rainfall was falling over these North African mountains. Then, we took the rainfall and worked out how much of this sank into the ground, evaporated, or flowed over the surface as a river. We then let the model run water over the landscape of North Africa, and it recreated three massive rivers that may have flowed across what is now Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia 125,000 years ago. These three old rivers we recreated were large, together as big as the Nile and the Rhine, and we showed that they have flown for long enough to create green corridors lush with vegetation along which ancient humans could have migrated to the Mediterranean and from then on into Europe.
That was Tom Coulthard of the University of Hull. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.